59NN mobile monitoring. KP9NN mobile monitoring. And then KOP mobile. And APMH mobile.
Good morning, Mr. Drake. I don't get to talk to you very much. You're not on the road. Alpha Charlie 8 Delta Golf.
Well, my drive to work now is so short that I don't even really get a. There's no really no point in getting on the radio.
Hey, well, I think that's a good thing. You used to complain when you were living up at your parents' place that your commute to work was arduous, and so these are all good steps.
Yep, in the right direction. I just got done at a client working on a couple issues with a fax server and a shared drive that wasn't mapping. Solve that problem, and I'm heading back to the office. Now I'm looking for a gas station because my gas light's on. Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, well, I wanted to give you some feedback. You know, the thunderstorms we had like 2 weeks ago or so, you know, knocked out all my GFCIs in my house, but my fiber optic link was up and running. Unaffected. So my efforts to put a fiber optic link to my outbuilding was worth it.
Yeah, it's wiring Ethernet underground to another building, and you have if you have any lightning or anything zapping stuff. Go, dude. Yeah. Lightning zapping things with Ethernet's bad because, well, it's conductive. You have lightning strike in the middle of your fiber optic. The ground might get toasted, but your fiber optic's probably going to be fine.
Oh, W.
Oh, we woke him up.
We're pulling the ground and we're headed to the Polish station.
That was about 70% noise.
Going out, can't help.
No. Alright. Hello, good morning, goodbye.
Oh, we got you now. I think you said something about Polish kitchen.
Yeah, we're going to the Polish kitchen. Gonna go in.
All right, enjoy it. And yeah, Jim. I don't see you having any issues with lightning with the fiber optic. Usually, that kind of negates it because glass.
Yeah, you know, I had even tried the flooded Ethernet cables, you know, with the gel inside there between the conductors. I tried them. Anyhow, well, if you're pulling into a gas station, I'll let you go. Just wanted to say hello and talk to you for a while. ACATG will be clear.
All right, sounds good, Jim. Actually, I didn't end up passing a gas station on my way back, so I'm just going to go into the parking garage and get gas later.
Any QMH. AB9NN mobile monitoring. KE8FGW monitoring.
KE9FGD monitoring on mobile.
KE9NN mobile monitoring.
Where are you off to, fine afternoon? W8REJ.
Hi, just finishing up at the vet. Had to have something checked out on Molly, and she had good reports, so we're just finishing up getting the bill paid and heading back. Actually, then I can head up to Champion Hill and drop off my time card, and then head back home to hunker down for the rest of the evening. How about yourself?
Well, while you were there, did you get your worm pill and your rabies shot?
No, just got my distemper.
Okay, I guess we'll let it slide for now. Well, I'm just down here answering some emails I had and setting up a video call with my brother. And that's about it. I got Bible study tonight, so I'll be heading out of here about 5:30, and everything is good. Other than it's nice that the smoke has let up a little bit.
Yeah, Roger, I actually did not mow with a mask this morning. I kind of forgot about it. The air seemed like it was breathable, and I didn't hear any mask warnings on the weather last night on the TV news, so I figured, well, go for it.
Okay, very good. Yeah, I haven't really checked the air quality to see what's going on here. Let's pull it up and see what happens here. But, hazard speech statement, air quality alert, so it's still there. So, whoopee.
I tell you what, I got some driving I got to do here, so we'll catch up with you a little bit later. 89NN mobile. Have a great day.
Okay, John, take care. 89NN mobile, W8REJ stationary.
NHYSS testing.
KAPCW.
KALH Mobile, Mackinac City.
This is Zero Delta 850 in November. Over.
KALH Mobile, Zero Zed.
Jamie and Mercer, I used to live in Mackinac City, over.
QSL, absolutely. Just returning to our campsite that was just back in Hill Creek. I mean, the name here is Al, Al Palima.
Really fun in the rest.
Short for Alfred and long for A.
Yeah, I got to see a big, Cottonmouth, water moccasin, I think. Over.
Well, yes, we actually missed our turn into Mill Creek, but now we can go to the historic Mill Creek and see what that's all about. Up here visiting from downstate, Amy, and over.
Yeah, I used to work at Mill Creek. It's kind of fun there with the water. Over.
Oh, we just pulled in. It looks like they're closed. Oh, it says closed for 2026. Oh, that's unfortunate. Well, we missed the big Osabo canoe race down in Grayling. We're 1 week early for that, and now we're one year too early to see the mill. So I'm curious, Damien. And I'm working with a Yaesu 7250 with a 5/8 wave antenna on the roof, mag mount, of course. And I'm curious, Damien, what are you working with? What's your working conditions? And I think you mentioned you're in Mackinac City, is that correct?
No, sir. I live in Lucian. I have my house here. Yeah, I'm transmitting 5 watts. In my power supply, like a 30 unit power supply. So I have a quarter wave antenna up on the roof, and it's not on the roof, it's on the eaves, on the gable line, over.
Okay, great. Copy, you're from Lewiston, and working with an HT with an antenna, probably, I imagine, quarter wave at least, maybe a ground plane radios. But you said you're from Lewiston, and I have a good friend up here from Detroit. His call sign is Alpha Delta 8, Delta Papa, and his name is Doug. And he put up a repeater up here somewhere, and I'm curious if you know that repeater, who I'm talking about, and what their frequency might be. Damien, over.
Well, my call sign is KDHDIN, Kilo Delta 86 in November. And I know there's one in Stetsonville. There's one in Sebastian. There's probably one on top of Point Highlands, but I don't know about that one. Over.
Okay, yeah, he put up a new tower recently, actually within the last week. He has a station plus a repeater linked to the Eastern Michigan Fusion repeater link system. And I'm curious, what's the closest fusion repeater in Mackinac City? I see there's one on 70 centimeters, but it doesn't seem to be active or activated. I have, I get no reply from it. I can't open it. Do you know of a fusion repeater that's close to here that's workable? I didn't get anything on that one, Damien. I don't know if you transmitted, but I didn't hear the open repeater, but there was a kerchunk.
Yeah, this is KDHDIN, I'm Damien Hirst. The question one is Whiskey 8 Alpha Golf Bravo. And it's in Mackinac City, Muncie. It's 444.375, over.
444.375, and I can't open it for some reason, and I'm within 1 mile of that repeater, and I don't know if it's operable right now, perhaps. Maybe they have it turned off, Damien. I can't open it, so I don't know if I even have the right PL. Do you know the PL?
Oh, yeah, there is none. All you do is just hit the function key, then you have to do the phone key. Over.
Yeah, Roger, I didn't think there would be a PL needed for a fusion repeater. And, you know, I'm baffled why my fusion radio can't open it. I believe it might be tied to the Eastern Michigan fusion link that Doug, my friend, he had just put up a repeater on. So, yeah, I'm curious. That's strange. You don't happen to have a fusion on that HT, do you, Damien? Over.
No. This is just an analog. I don't know anything about your issues other than they have a good wideband receiver. And they're good for direction finding. Over.
Yeah, absolutely not. It's just an analog HT, but some of the issues might have the digital fusion. Well, Damien, I'm going to have to sign and get back to navigating. The pilot here is lost in the park, but it goes without. And he's usually lost walking to the refrigerator. So we'll go ahead and sign, Dave. And I believe he said Kilo Delta 8, Victor India Juliet, D-I-J. Is that correct, Damien? Over.
It's Victor India November. Over.
Damien, copy November, Victor India November, very good. Well, if and when we get back to the K I'm going to go ahead and mark it down. Maybe we'll give you a call a little later. It's been a pleasure. Thanks for the call here on your local repeater, Damien. Kilo Delta 8, Victor, India, November 73, and we'll work you real soon from K8ALH.
Caller, this is KJ5HST. Just for your reference, I'm at Indian River RV Resort just south of there, and they have a Wires X node available for their customers, and a site right next to a DX Commander, so that's also an option.
All right, well, that sounds interesting. Perhaps that's his new repeater. I'm not sure. You said Indian River. How far is Indian River from Mackinac City here?
Less than 30 minutes. It's exit 313.
Okay, excellent. Do you know the frequency, or you said it's a node, though. You said it's a node to Indian River, or it is the repeater in Indian River?
No, it's just, it's a node. It's not a repeater. You know, you can only get to it, you know, from the distance of your whatever radio you've got, but it's it'll get you on to, you know, the entire Wires X network.
Really interesting. Would you happen to know the frequency?
I will. Give me a second here. I'll go look. I'm going to go off frequency and see what it is.
Outstanding. I greatly appreciate it. We're taking the long way back to the campsite. And, yeah, I'd be curious to know. He's in here. He can, my buddy's repeater up here. I believe that could be his node. K8ALH. Standing by.
I'm pretty sure the repeater you look for is Lewiston. 146.800. So that was the new repeater that got put up on Eastern Michigan Lake Fusion, whatever it is. So there you go. KE8FGW.
Outstanding. Yes, I do believe that is the one. My next question is, would you happen to know the PL? Well, but it's all fusion, so he probably doesn't have analog on it. You know that. Lewiston. Now, how far is Lewiston from Mackinac City?
Well, feller, I have no idea. Not from down from the LP there, so I'm in the UP. I couldn't tell you. So, there you go. You drove right past it if you drove north to Mac City.
Correct, absolutely. We worked him briefly while I was on I-75 and passing old 27, and we heard we're on the top of a hill, and then, of course, you know, we went into the valley, and he faded out into the abyss. But, yes, I do believe that is probably his repeater. So, well, I guess we'll have to try it. Maybe, I don't know if the propagation is going to be improved later on, but nonetheless, I have it. It's not on repeater book, so very interesting. Well, I'm curious, would I be able to work the Sault Ste. Marie repeater from Mackinac City here on the coast?
No, you're way too far south for the Sault repeater, so no, that's for sure. But anywho, I don't know. You're in the middle of a hole there for the fusion stuff, so you're gonna have to, I don't know, try it on
one of those apps on your phone.
Yeah, right. The apps that everyone has that I hate to use. If I wanted to use my cell phone for a radio, I'd probably just pick it up and call somebody. I hear you, but I greatly appreciate it. Yeah, I thought it might be too far south. Don't turn off your engine, I'll kill the radio. Sault Ste. Marie, without any doubt, but you never know. If we get a little tropospheric enhancement, some inversions, stranger things have happened. In fact, downstate in Detroit, we were able to work the 146-640 north of the bridge up here. So when we had the bridge into the, when I become an untroll and move above patrol land, I'm going to try working the 660. And maybe we can work you on that. Well, thank you. I didn't get your first name. I did get your call. Kilo Echo 8, Fox Juliet Whiskey. And we have destined. We finally found our spot again, backed into our site, and we're staring at the lake. It looks beautiful. Hopefully the weather's going to stay like this for the rest of our duration. So Kilo Fox 8, Fox Juliet Whiskey, thanks again. My name here is Al, and I'll keep this repeater on frequency here. Well, maybe you guys are around later. We'll say hello again. 7-3, and thank you again. K8ALH clear.
All right, Alan, 7-3. Take care. Yeah, maybe we'll hear you on the Fusion someday. So, this is Kilo Echo 8 Fox Julie Whiskey. Monitoring.
And KJ5 HST, the Indian River node is 147505. You'll be probably too far away to catch that, but I'm clear as well.
Hey, well, thank both of you guys. Greatly appreciate it. I think it was Kilo, Julia 5, Hotel Sierra Tango. I'm trying to navigate and write on the phone at the same time. Well, thanks, you guys, and boy, it's a pleasure being up here in your neck of the country. It sure is gorgeous. Thanks again, and 7-3 from K8ALH.
Kilo Echoes, Bravo November X-Ray. I figured I'd say hi to you guys real quick. Just happened to hear you on All-Star, and we're coming to you from DMR.
This is KQ4YYN, Joe in Georgia. Does anybody copy me on this Echo Link? Over.
Yeah, you are getting into the repeater, but you're not coming in very powerfully, and there's a little bit of noise in the background.
Stanley, yeah, this is John. I'm on a portable. Let me try my thing here. I'll be back in a second.
Yeah, that's a little bit better, but still quite a bit of noise, and signal's still pretty weak.
Okay, well, I don't know what I'm doing. I haven't changed my rigs at all, and this is big, so that's all right. Anyways, I'm just listening for the storm in case there's anything. So if there's something going on, I'll get on this radio and sit in the portable. But I'll monitor on the portable. This is John in Boyne City, KF8. GDW 72.
Hey John, this is Bentley in Harbor Springs, K8BCW. Yeah, I think that there's just been some weird atmospheric stuff going on that might be affecting some of the connectivity today. Who knows?
Yeah, you're coming in solid, clear, no noise at all. Yeah, and Kelly, you and I have talked before, you know, on my radio, so it must just be today. Although it is setting only a few feet away from the radio.
Yeah, I didn't read everything that you said there, but yeah, surprising. You've come in very strong and clear in the past, so not sure what's going on. But we'll keep listening. Don't know if there's going to be any activity down this way tonight or not, but I'll have the radio on for the same reasons as you. Have a good evening, John. We'll talk to you later. K8BCW.
Hello, Echo 8 Fox, Julie Whiskey, monitoring.
Wait here, it's ITCBSU.
Alright, attention all stations, attention all stations. This is Kilo Delta 8 Romeo Echo Hotel. Net Control, Northern Michigan Skywarn, Severe Weather Network. Just an advisory, there is a line of severe weather moving into our area with a high potential of strong winds, hail. And again, there's a strong potential for severe weather. So just an advisement. This is Katie Durieg. N8APX, Katie Durieg.
I got you. Still on the mobile right now. I'm not back home, but is the 86 linkable yet or no?
Yep, it's linked in right now. They're just about to start their net, though, so we may have to drop it if it's going on. All right, sounds good. I'm going to clear out of here, let them start, and I'm going to make another announcement during the net.
Copy, N8APX, standing by.
Katie Durieg, standing by.
KTTC, net in 1 minute.
Glenn, were you copying Adam and I's traffic?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm going to leave space for you to make an announcement during the net, and I'm going to also transmit digital data with the same weather warning.
All right, copy that. We'll be standing by.
Good evening, everybody. It is time for Traverse State Amateur Radio Emergency Communications Oxcom Net. This is KGTC Net Control. Control operator for this net is Glenn, KSGZ. This net meets every Monday and precedes the Cherryland Amateur Radio Club mesh net using the 146.86 repeater. Authorization for use of repeater is provided by Cherryland Amateur Radio Club. This is a directed net. The purpose of this net is to make announcements of amateur radio emergency service activities in our area. We will also pass messages to other amateur radio stations ancillary fills listening for any emergency or weather bulletins. If during an emergency this repeater is not in operation, please go to the 147.26 Munson repeater. This repeater is not working. Go to 146.58 Simplex for net operations. At this time, net control will stand by for any stations with emergency or priority traffic. No stations heard. At this time, net control standby for check-ins. When checking in, please transmit your first name followed by your call sign. After last call sign is heard, net control will confirm you are checked in. Those stations wishing to check in, please call now.
Net control, Kilo Delta 8, Romeo Echo Hotel.
Net control, Mike WAVPC.
Mark, this is Bob, C-A-T-O-W.
Mike, K-I-6, XQ.
Scott, WX1J.
We got a small group tonight. Please be aware that we do have significant weather bearing down on us. I've got Mike, K-D-R-E-H. I've got Mike, WHBPC, I've got Mark KCVAP, I've got Mike AI6XQ, Scott WX1J. Anybody else? I got a station. Your audio is very low. See if you can put the radio a little closer to your lips there, and can you check in, please, one more time? You're barely in there. I've got Mike Kilo. I'll come back to you again. Anybody else?
This is Bob, KCAW.
November 8, Echo X-ray, Jeff.
All right, I've got a couple partials. We're going to start the net off with a Mike. Mike, you want to give us a quick weather rundown of what's happening tonight?
Yeah, this is Mike, Kilo Delta 8, Romeo Echo Hotel. Basically, we're under a severe thunderstorm watch at this time. Basically, it's all of northern lower Michigan. Probably for the next couple hours, it looks like we've got some stuff coming across from Wisconsin this way that is tornado warned. They are putting us about an 80% chance of a warning this evening. So with that, for the next 2-3 hours, we're going to be standing by, and if there is any need for a net, we're going to kick one off. If we have to drop the 8-6 from the link and continue on, we'll do that and use the other Munson repeaters. So, but in the meantime, again, we are under a severe thunderstorm watch, and if anything changes, we'll let you know. Back to net control.
I encourage everybody to leave their radios on for the next couple hours. Let's go to Mike, WHBPC. Mike, your location, any messages to pass?
WHBPC, no traffic, location Royal Oak.
Mark, KCAGAP. Mark, your location, any messages to pass?
This is Mark, KCAGAP, location
Mike, AI6XQ. Mike, your location, any messages to pass?
This is Mike, AI6XQ, South Lake. We don't know. No messages.
Scott, WX1J. Scott, your location, any messages to pass?
Good evening, Glenn. I'm in Traverse City on Washington Street. I have no traffic to the net, WX1J.
I've got one on the station. I believe the call sign ends in MK. Can you give me your name, call sign, if you got any messages to pass?
Christopher, Kilo Foxtrot 8, Delta, Mike, Kilo.
All right, Mike, or Christopher, you're just booming now. Any messages to pass?
Located 3.5 miles south of Buckley. No traffic other than switching out my coax seemed to make a huge difference.
Big time. I think I've got Bob. I didn't get the call sign at all. This is my second station I didn't quite get. Bob, you want to try to check in if that's correct, your name?
Sorry, this is KCA, Tango Oscar Whiskey, Bob, 2SL.
Go ahead, Bob, give us your location and messages to pass.
The location is Crystal Lake, Michigan, and nothing to pass.
We seem to be extra crispy tonight. Let's go to Jeff, NADX. Jeff, your location and messages to pass.
This is Jeff in the village of Port Graham, 56 degrees, partially cloudy. We're out of our monsoon flood watch, and I'm just watching the radar. Hope everything goes well for you guys. No other messages. NADX.
Is there anybody we've missed?
Drake, NADOH.
Drake, your location and messages to pass.
My location is Barlow Port, no traffic, and then there was somebody else in there that doubled with me. So get them after me.
We have one more station. Please check in.
NADX, join again.
Yeah, you had no audio.
Tony, KE8SBZ.
Tony, KE8SBZ, your location and messages to pass.
Okay, coming to you via Echolink. Location, Hoden Pile Pond, south of Mesick. On the water, the wind has been picking up this afternoon, and in the last about 20 minutes, some buildups from coming out of the west, so it looks like we're in for a little bit of weather here soon. And back to net control, KE8SBZ.
Kelly, you might want to batten down the hatches here. Just keep an eye on the weather. Be safe. Anybody else?
Hello.
Oh, we have a couple step on each other. Let's try that again.
KE8FJW.
I think I've got KE8SJW. Give me a location, your name and location, and any messages to pass.
And here's Brad, located in the Sioux, St. Marie, Michigan. No messages.
Thanks for checking in, Brad. There was one more station. All right, nothing heard. I am going to, as we always are practicing, sending digital traffic. This is the weather warning from Gaylord. Things may be developing here. I'm looking at the radar for northern Michigan. It could be quite intense, so please keep your radar. All right, this one's 42 seconds. Stand by for digital traffic. This is KGTC. Messages as follows. is KGTC, end of traffic. If you receive this message, please check in.
This is Mark, KGTAP, full copy.
VPC, full copy.
KF8, DMK, full copy.
All right, we got three. Not too bad at all. All right, I'm going to turn that over to the Trailing Amateur Radio Club. Please keep your radios on for the next couple hours. Your observations will be extremely helpful for Mike and the National Weather Service. All right, this is the end of the T-Barge group. Take it away, Cherryland. This is KGTC.
Well, good evening, everyone. And welcome to the Monday evening social hour, otherwise known as the MetNet. This is an activity of the Cherryland Amateur Radio Club. My name is Pete. My call is K8WQK. I'm the control operator tonight. We are using the W8GCM repeater on 146.86 in Traverse City. And it may be linked to other repeaters in northern Michigan for the duration of this net. Now, the purpose of this net is to test our radios. Most importantly, to enjoy the hobby. All licensed amateur operators are welcomed and encouraged to participate. You do not need to be a club member. Anybody with a valid amateur license is encouraged to participate. Let's see, first of all, a reminder, the National Weather Service has announced the potential for some severe weather later on tonight and into early tomorrow. We'll take some pauses during the net to see if there's anything developing with that. At this time, I'm going to pause briefly and listen for any priority messages. Okay, nothing heard. Move on with club news and announcements. Of course, tomorrow morning, Tuesday morning, and all Tuesday mornings, is breakfast with hams at 9 a.m. at the J&S Hamburger on South Airport near the intersection of Garfield. And then tomorrow, Tuesday evening, 7 p.m., is the regular club night, and I believe it's a project night for kit building. You can consult the Cadillac Amateur Radio Club webpage for more details. And then remind again that Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. is the Smash Net on 80 meters at 3.935. And one final announcement, a reminder that next Tuesday evening, a week from tomorrow, 6 p.m. at the Yuba International Park, is the annual club picnic. Any additions or corrections to any of that news or announcement? Okay, nothing heard. We will now get along with the mesh net. We try to make this a directed net, so I ask that you check in one at a time and wait for an acknowledgement, and then we'll ask for the next check-in. And we like to check in three groups, the first group being short-timers, second group being folks coming in via Echolink or All-Star, and the third group being all licensed amateur radio operators that would like to participate. So again, please state your call sign slowly and perhaps even phonetically, along with your first name. At this point, we will take the first short-time caller.
Whiskey Baker 8, Whiskey India Victoria, Copy Cadillac.
And 9KOT Mobile, Cameron Mile.
Okay, I got Tom and I got Cameron. Do we have another short-time check-in?
Mike, Alpha India 6, X-Ray, Quebec.
Gotcha, Mike. Next short timer. Any other short timers like to check in? I got three of you. We'll get you out of the way first here because you probably have other commitments. Tom, Cadillac Tom, go ahead.
Hey, Pete, thanks for taking the event tonight. WYV. Hello to Cameron out there. We haven't talked to you for a long time. About 72 degrees, it looks like we're getting stormy weather coming across. Anyway, had a good day today. And, yoga and walked with the wife. Of course, all this with the wife. And came home and took the dogs for a quick walk. And then I played, that was on 6 meters, FP8. We were looking around, trying to get more again, the last take that I need for work on 3 on 6. And the other big announcement is my great grandson was born Saturday. He was 19 and a half inches long and 5.5 pounds, 6 ounces. So there you have it. And, of course, this is real exciting stuff. Oliver Brooks Warnock. Anyway, and what, Pete, what was the date of the picnic again? Over.
Tom, it's and everybody else, it's a week from tomorrow. So that would be July 28th.
Yeah, can't make that, unfortunately. I've got to have some surgery done. So anyway, everybody have fun at the picnic. This will be probably the only one that I've missed since I get up here. since 85. Anyway, 73, back to net control. Thanks again, WB8, WYV.
Okay, and thank you, Tom. Always good to hear from you. Cameron, M9KOP, you're up, and Mike, you're on deck.
Hey, Pete, everybody on the net. This is M9KOP, Cameron Mobile. Espinelli and McKinley Road, Alcona County. Say good afternoon, evening to everybody. Spend all day on the road. No, I'm heading home. Good to hear you, Tom. Long time no talk to. Always a pleasure. Good to hear everybody else out there. Hopefully this rain takes the smoke and carries it away with it. With that, I don't have too much more. Back to you, Pete. Everybody have a good evening. Stay safe. And not KOB in the mobile.
Okay, Cameron. Good to hear from you. And, have a safe trip the rest of the way home. And, I think everybody's, got the same plans as you do. We're hoping that a good rainstorm comes in and clears out the smoke. All right, Mike, you're next, and then we'll take a break for another, see if there's any other short-time callers, but go ahead, Mike.
This is Mike, Anna6XQ. Good evening, Pete. Thanks for taking the net. Here on the eastern shore of South Lake Leelanau, just watching the waves build up a bit and wondering about the new boat lift. So we'll see how that survives the evening. Hopefully the winds won't get that bad. That's about it for me. Thanks, Pete, for taking that again. Back to you, and thanks, Q.
Okay, you're welcome, Mike. And, let's hope the new boat dock survives. I'm sure it will. All right, I'll take a stand by him. Do we have any other short-time callers that'd like to check in? Go ahead.
Great, thank you.
I think that was DMH in there. Go ahead, Drake, if that's you.
Yeah, you got it, NHMH. We're making chicken here, and looking forward to watching the storms go through, and hopefully they're not too crazy. So. With that, I'm going to get back to cooking food, and Pete, you're doing a good job. Anything else?
All right, yep. Have a good time in the kitchen, and anybody else that's hungry, Drake's still cooking supper, so there you go. Do we have any other short-time check-ins?
Kilo Delta 9, Whiskey, Whiskey, Uniform, Kevin.
Go ahead, Kevin.
Roger that, Pete. Yeah, we're driving up tomorrow. And we'll be up there for about a week and a half. Come back home on right around the 1st of August. And hopefully a week after that, the house will be up for sale here in Northwest Indiana. And looking forward to being up there. Back to you, Vinette Control.
Okay, Kevin, yeah, we're all looking forward to that. Quite a journey you and your wife have had on there. So, all right, we'll look forward to hearing you further on down the log. Any other short-time callers?
Oh, by the way, there, hey, go Detroit tonight.
Absolutely. Let's see what we can do with the Cubs. Okay, we're going to move right on to EchoLink and All-Star users. First, EchoLink or All-Star user, come on back, please.
November 8, Echo X-Ray, Jeff.
Gotcha, Jeff. Next EchoLink user, come on back.
At control, WAGPC.
Got you on the list, Mike. Do we have any other EchoLink or All-Star users? Okay. Let's move on to a general check-in. Come one, come all. Please try to do it one at a time so I can get you down in the log. General users, general callers, for the WATCM Monday Night Social Hour, come now.
Kilo Delta 8 in November, Hotel Nicholas.
Good evening, Nicholas. Next caller.
K-A-H-Y-E, Edges.
Hello, Edgar. Next caller.
Kilo, Charlie, 8, Zulu, Alpha, Papa, Mark.
And good evening to Mark. Next check-in.
Scott, Whiskey, X-Ray, 1, Juliet.
Hello, Scott. I knew you'd be there. Do we have any other check-ins at this time? Okay, we'll work with what we got. But first, let's take a pause here for any priority traffic. Anybody have any information they need to share, perhaps about the storm? Is there any priority traffic? Otherwise, we'll move down our list of callers. Okay, hearing none. Jeff, good to hear you in there tonight. NADX from Alaska. Go ahead, Jeff. And Mike, you're on deck.
Good afternoon, Pete, or good evening. This is Jeff, and I'm working out in the village of Port Graham, which is across Kachemak Bay from Homer and by Seldovia. And we are in the mid-50s, cloudy. We're getting a break from the rain. We had heavy rains the last few days and a little bit of flooding in Seward. It was a pretty drenched ride over to this side of the peninsula this morning until we got to where the weather broke. And look at the weather radar for the Midwest. Yeah, it looks like got a little bit of stuff coming over. A lot of it looks like it's heading north there, but hopefully get a little dissipation. And looking forward to vacation. The end of, not this week, but next week, Friday the 31st, I'm going to hop on the red eye after I finish work and head to Traverse City. So I'll be there, that's August 1st, mid-afternoon, and I plan on doing very little for 2.5 weeks. So I'll come visit, but I really need a vacation. So other than that, I hope everyone else is doing well and getting off to a good start for your week and getting plenty of rest. So we'll pass it back to you, and thanks for doing the net, NADX.
Yeah, Jeff, thanks for stopping by and checking in. It's always good to hear from you. You are a very busy man indeed. So, I hope the vacation works out. You're not too busy, so I guess I'll throw away that project list that I had saved up for you, Jeff. Okay, Mike, go ahead. W8VPC, your turn.
Yeah, W8TCM, this is W8VPC, all the way down here in the Detroit area. Yeah, we had a bad storm come through a couple weeks ago. And I think they're calling for bad storms, but you guys are going to get it first. Had a little bit of a scare with my car. Transmission, when it just started making noise, and there's a noise like what the old hydraulic style power steering pump makes when it was low. And this car does not have a hydraulic power steering pump, so I find out that there's a pump inside the transmission that makes the same noise. And the transmission shop said they couldn't find anything that they could duplicate, which is good because it's a $5,000 repair. Half the price of the car. So other than that, we're down here and you're up there. Back to net control, WAVPC.
Okay, Mike. Well, we'll all keep our collective fingers crossed for you and hope that transmission hangs in there. All right. Let's see. KD8NH, Nicholas, you're next. Edgar, you're on deck.
Yes, good evening, Keith and Annette. This is Kilo Delta 8, November Hotel on the 86 here. Let's see here. I'm on a HT, and I hope everything's working okay. Let's see here. I recently got, and I'm not exaggerating with these numbers, there's probably about a dozen Nintendo 64s, maybe like 10 Super Nintendos, 8 regular Nintendos, and a bunch of Sega Genesis, and I've been restoring them. And what's funny is I sold all of those systems like 3 or 4 years ago so that I could buy amateur radio equipment, and then I got, you know, into amateur radio, and then I just fell into all these systems. I bought a friend's old pawn shop, and, well, it's been fun tinkering with all this stuff and realizing that all of it is kind of like microelectronics, and it's all very similar and really simple computers, and I don't know, I'm having a lot of fun with electronics right now, and it's good to hear everybody on the net. And, yeah, that's my report from station KD8NH. Have a good evening out there, and 7-3 to all, KD8NH.
Yeah, thank you for stopping by, Nicholas. And, yeah, it sounds like you got some fun projects. And, what I found is if you find something you learn or find something you enjoy, well, it's easy to learn about it, too. So there you go. All right, KA8HYE, Edgar, and Mark's on deck.
Well, good evening, Nanette. Good evening, Pete. Thanks for taking the net. And up here, wind blowing on a hill here, and has blown away most of the smoke, at least made it so it was, didn't bother my asthma so much today. And it was kind of a pleasant change, and looking forward to maybe a little rain to water the flowers and wash some more smoke away. So, 7-3, appreciate the net. This is KAHYE.
Okay, Edgar, and thanks for stopping by and checking in. And just remember, you're always welcome to coast down the hill and come have a cup of coffee with us on Tuesday morning if you'd like. All right, KCZAP, Mark, go ahead. Scott's on deck.
Well, good evening. This is Mark, KCZAP, and just say hello to the Monday evening social hour net. Don't really have a lot to report, but had a little bit of an adventure. So about a week ago, my wife and I went to North House Folk School in Grand Marais, Minnesota, so it's on the north shore of Lake Superior. We were there for some classes, and on Monday, after our classes were done, we were heading home, and that was the day last week that we had like 105 degrees weather in northern, like in Minnesota. So that was like, it was a hot 2 days getting back home, and then we finally get home, and then we're inundated with the smoke coming up north. So it's quite an adventure. We got out of town just at about the right time. And that's what I have to report. ACATAP, back to net control.
Okay, glad you made it back and survived the trip and the heat, Mark. All right, Scott, go ahead. WATCM here, your turn, Scott.
Okay, WATCM, WX1J. Thanks, Pete, and thanks for taking that in tonight. Good evening, everybody. Yeah, not a whole lot to chat about. We've been pretty busy over the last weekend and busily hammering out newsletters and things like that. So haven't had a whole lot of things going on. I did complete all of the World Cup radio stations, the special event stations that we're transmitting from the stadiums around North America. The only ones I missed all of Mexico, and it just pains me to tears. I even had to resort to FTA to try to get to Mexico, and got zero out of that. Anyway, it could be because my antennas are all pointed the opposite direction, so who knows. Anyway, that's about it. Tomorrow night is the project night, and we'll be beginning the process of building a Pebble HF 20-meter transceiver. It's CW voice digital, very small transceiver, and we'll begin the process of building that tomorrow night, and then we'll kind of continue over the next course of the couple of nights of the project nights. So it's going to be kind of fun, and we'll see what happens at the end. Hopefully we'll make some contacts, maybe even with Mexico. With that, I'm going to turn it back to you, Pete. Thanks for taking that again. WATCM, this is WX1J.
Okay, Scott, yeah, I had a busy weekend too, and I'm heading to bed early. I know I'm not going to be able to stay awake for the entire Tigers and Cubs game. Just ain't going to make it. But yeah, and you got some fun times ahead with the kit building. All right, I'll pause here a minute. Do we have anybody else that would like to join on the WATCM Monday Evening Social Hour? Come now.
ABAPRU, Charlie, say hello.
Christopher, Kilo Foxtrot, Kilo.
Okay, I got Charlie, I got Christopher. Anybody else like to get on the list? Okay, I don't have the complete call. VRU Charlie, go ahead, your turn.
This is Charlie from St. Helens. Kilo, Bravo, 8, Papa, Romeo, Unicorn. Tell you the story, people talking about all the smoke and everything that we're coming across, which bothers me anyway. I have a breathing problem, and it bothered me, so I kept the door shut most of the time. So Saturday, it looked pretty clear out there, and I was doing pretty good, so I opened my back door, and I came over and sat down at my radio, to pull around my radio, and all of a sudden, here's a big whiff of that smoke came in, I mean, pretty heavy. I got up and closed the door right quick. And all of a sudden, I realized I was making me some tea. I put some water in a pan, and I put 4 tea bags in it. And I came out here, and I forgot about it. Well, the smoke was coming off the top of my stove. It was in a pan. There wouldn't have been no fire, but the pan was pretty hot. and the tea bag was completely dry, and there was paper on the tea bag was kind of burning a little bit. That's what my smoke was. The door came in from the house, and I no more turn it off, and fire alarms went off. So I had something to prove to get it. So anyway, I want to thank you for taking your net tonight. I'm glad to hear everybody out there, and God bless. KBATIU.
Okay, KBATIU. Thanks for the story. I'm glad you're okay, and take some comfort, Charlie. You're not the first guy that's forgot about a pot on the stove, first guy or gal. Believe me, it's a pretty routine event. So, okay, let's see. Chris, you're up.
Good evening. This is Chris Burke, KF8DMK. I've been absent from the net for the last couple of weeks, just been busy, and my daughter's been getting on, checking in. Anyhow, the big news in the Gillette family is that last Tuesday morning, my youngest son, Joshua, was born. So he was born here at home, 7 pounds, 4 ounces. Everybody's happy and healthy. That's all I have, but I am going to pass the mic to my daughter, Chloe.
KF8DMK. Our 4-H sheep are doing really well. We practiced with them this tonight, and I got first place with all my siblings, and Mama was the judge. I'm having a lot of fun.
Okay, Chloe, and thank you for checking in, and thank you for reminding Dad to get on the radio tonight. Congratulations, Christopher and family. Yep, to the new edition. Yeah, fun times ahead. All right, do we have anybody else that'd like to check into the Monday evening social hour?
KD5UZA.
Go ahead.
All right, I'm not a tourist. I'm up just here in Benzie County. Out here in the mobile, just heard y'all, and on the local repeater here. I'm not sure what it's connected to or whatever, but just wanted to check in and add to the numbers, and my name here is Jake. I'm from Southeast Louisiana. I'm up. My mama's from Traverse City, so we've been coming up here since I was a kid. So don't consider myself a tourist. Got plenty of family up here, but I see some of the comments around the internet about the tourists in Traverse City. It's funny. I get a big kick out of that. But anyway, just wanted to check in, add to the numbers, and we wish y'all all 7-3. This is Kilo Delta 5, Uniform Zulu Alpha.
All right, Jake, and thank you for stopping by. Well, if you're down in Benzie, you might be on the Benzie repeater. This is the 146.86 out of Traverse City, but I know at times they get linked together, so, yeah. You're always welcome, and it's all right. We'll call you a neighbor. Anybody else would like to stop by and check in? Okay, hearing none. I believe that makes 16 on our list tonight. And I'll take one more pause. Do we have anyone that has any relevant weather information they'd like to share with the group? Go ahead. Okay. All I can share with you is, the 6 o'clock news had possibilities of some severe weather for northern Michigan tonight and into the early hours tomorrow. The radar does show something moving across that big lake out there. Just what will develop when it hits our shores and how far north it's going to go, I'm not an expert to read that. But anyway, if that's of interest to you, keep your eye on your favorite weather page. And with that, we'll close down the nest and return to radio to regular amateur youth. Thank you one and all. And again, remember, tomorrow morning, 9 a.m. is breakfast with hams, 9 a.m. at the JNS on South Airport, and then tomorrow evening is our club project night, 7 p.m. And consult the Sheridan Amateur Radio Club web for directions and exact time. And this ends the WATCM Monday Evening Social Hour.
N8APX, KDREH, am I making it in? Yeah, you're making it. I don't know how well I'm going to. All right, I'm going to make a quick announcement here. Copy. All right, this is KDREH, Net Control Northern Michigan Sky Warrant Zero on the network. Again, we are under a severe thunderstorm watch at this time. It expires now in 5 hours. We do have a line of storms making its way across from Wisconsin. It is moving kind of slow at this time. However, we are expecting it to make its way into northern Michigan. Again, so just for the next 5 hours, please remain alert. And if we do get a severe thunderstorm warning, we will kick off a net. This is KDREH Net Control. Be standing by.
You guys up here aren't supposed to be dealing with this kind of weather we deal with in the south. KD5, you use that.
KD8FGW, I'm on, sir.
KD8FGW, I'm on, sir.
KD8REH and 8APX. Is this any better? KD8REH and 8APX.
Yeah, that's 1,000% better.
All right, I launched QSO1, so doing it on the phone right now.
All right, sounds good.
Hey, ADPX, standing by.
Katie, are you still standing by?
NADMH, you by the radio, KCVSU.
NADMH.
Hey, is DMR up and going?
When I get home, I will let you know.
Okay, let me know, please, because I've got the radio on charge, and I don't know if it's working, because I hadn't heard nothing on it.
All right, I'll take a look when I get home. Hey, DMH.
Okay, if you can't give me that rail, just shoot me a text on Messenger.
Sounds good. Hey, DMH.
Yes, you.
X1J in it, damage. I got noise. Was that you, Scott? WX1J in 8DOH.
In 8DMH, WX1J.
Hey, Scott, are you by chance running a crossband repeater on 86?
Oh, I was, but it wasn't working, obviously, because you could hear me, so I turned it off. It's not on any longer.
Okay. It was sending a CW ID over the repeater.
Oh, that's beautiful. Yeah, I was just hoping to use that a little higher power down here as well as upstairs. But I turned it off. It's not no longer on the system.
Okay, you're making it just fine with a prep or a portable, so I'd say you're okay with a portable.
USL, thanks a lot. I'll be standing by.
And likewise, I need too much.
And WX1J.
KCBSC testing on 86. Brian, you are very muffled. We couldn't make out any of that. KCAVSU.
Let's try this again. This is Kevin Kilo Foxtrot 8 Alpha Golf Yankee. I'm down here in Mesick on the Houghton-Pyle Pond and calling to see if there is a Skyhorn in progress. KF8AGY listening.
KF8AGY, N8APX. We do have Skywarn active. We don't have a net active at this time because we don't have anything severe warned yet, but we are up and monitoring.
All right, roger that. I will check in if the weather here gets any worse. Wind across the Houghton-Pyle Pond is coming from the southwest about 13 to 26 knots, and it's been pretty steady for about the last 3 hours. I'll keep monitoring and listen for a Skywarn net later on. KF8AGY, and I'm clear.
Copy, thanks. N8APX standing by.
Attention all stations, attention all stations, attention all stations. This is Kilo Delta 8 Romeo Echo Hotel. Net Control, Northern Michigan Skywarn, Severe Weather Network. A severe thunderstorm warning has been issued for portions of Leelanau and Grand Traverse County.
Stand by for the message. National Weather Service in Gaylord has issued a severe thunderstorm warning until 11 p.m. At 10:11 p.m., a severe thunderstorm is located 17 miles north of Sleeping Bear Point, moving east at 45 miles an hour. So far, the hazard is 60 mile an hour wind gust. Everything is radar indicated at this point. Again, locations impacted include Leland, Elk Rapids, Grand Traverse Light, Sutton's Bay, Northport, Old Mission, Almena, Lake Leelanau, Neshabatown, Mapleton, and Leelanau State Park. Again, this is a severe thunderstorm warning. Any stations in Leelanau and Grand Traverse County, I will take check-ins at this time.
Alpha Charlie 8 Delta Golf, Leelanau County.
All right, Jim, I got you in there. I catch your QTH by Northport.
Yes, good lightning show right now, that's all.
So far, it's still a little ways out from you. It's getting pretty close, though. Probably within the next, I'd say about 10, 15 minutes at that. But, yeah, it's definitely headed your way.
Okay, I'm going to be listening here. I'm going to go over to the computer, so it might take me a couple minutes if you give me a shout, but I'll be monitoring. Alpha Charlie 8 Delta Golf, listening on the net.
All right, very good. Again, this is KDRH, Net Control, Northern Michigan Skywarn. A severe thunderstorm warning is in effect for Northern Grand Traverse and Leelanau County. Looking for any stations wishing to check in at this time in Grand Traverse or Leelanau.
KDLSM, Greg, in Timber Ridge, Cape Crown, Traverse City. No traffic.
Kilo Delta 8, Lima Sierra Mike, I got you in there, Timber Ridge. Also see you were pinging on, looks like one of the radar Omega, or one of the two there. I got your location down.
Roger, roger.
All right, any other stations? All right, again, there's a severe thunderstorm warning in effect. Northern Grand Traverse in Leelanau County. We are in condition red at this time. Sorry, for a severe thunderstorm warning.
Mike, I have nothing to report, but during the net, this is Scott, WX1J.
All right, sounds good, Scott. And what's your location?
I'm in downtown Traverse City, Washington Street near Rose, Oakland neighborhood.
All right, very good. Looks like it's probably going to be the majority of it's going to be north of you, and I'd have to say the East Bay Station, the LSM station, let's see, it's probably going to be north of that, but either way, just in case, hopefully it doesn't go down that far.
KC8, ASU, portable.
All right, Toby, I got you in there in QTH, I take it?
Hey, sir, we've got lightning. Is it going to skirt south of me, or is it going to be dead on?
No, you're probably going to get some of that.
Copy that. I have a bad feeling my pager's going to go off. Okay, KCVSU, portable.
All right, Toby, I got you in there. Any other stations? All right, nothing heard again. This is KDRH. Net Control, Northern Michigan Skywarn. At this time, there is a severe thunderstorm warning in effect.
northern Leelanau County. Excuse me, Leelanau County and southern Grand Traverse County. Looking for any stations in Leelanau or northern Grand Traverse County. All right, looks like we've still got a few minutes here before this makes landfall on the Leelanau. Looks like right now it is probably just over the Manitou's. Just over the Manitou Islands, making its way right into Leelanau. So again, we're looking for any stations, Leelanau County or northern Grand Traverse County. And I'd even take Antrim County at this time, Lakeshore area, Torch Lake down to Elk Rapids, and possibly over Bel Air and into Rapid City area.
Back control, Alpha Charlie Echo Golf with a question.
All right, go ahead, Jim.
Can you look at the velocity, the relative velocity? I can't bring that one up right now. I'm just kind of curious. It's a strange front.
Yeah, stand by, Jim. Alpha Charlie, Delta Golf, Katie Darius.
Yeah, go ahead, think, if you could. If the watch boxes obscure my visibility on that velocity thing.
All right, so on the storm relative velocity, right between the two Manitou's is where I'm kind of looking.
Okay, and it's coming straight towards the radar site. There's no relative oddities.
All right, Jim, I'm sorry. I had two radios going off at the same time there. Go ahead with your traffic again.
Yeah, the question was, do you see anything other than just relative direct toward the radar site? So there's no really strange motion.
There is some organization between the two Manitou Islands there. Now they are including southern Leelanau and central Grand Traverse County. They just updated the warning. This might start to organize here pretty quick. So I think there might be something there. Otherwise, they wouldn't be worried about it.
Okay, well, I'm right on the western lakeshore of Leelanau County, so I'm going to get it as soon as it makes landfall. Alpha Charlie, Delta Golf, listening here.
All right, yeah, it looks like it's probably going to be just to the south of you. My guess is it's probably going to come ashore just the other side of Glen Arbor, probably between Glen Arbor and Leland. I have to say right between the two. That's where the storm track is. So anybody between Glen Arbor, Leland, Lake Leelanau, and Sutton's Bay, that's going to be right in that area and then headed right dead smack for the old mission. All right, again, this is Net Control, Northern Michigan Skywarn A3. A thunderstorm warning is still in effect for all of Leelanau County, and now they are including central Grand Traverse County into this. And this is going to be in effect until 11:15 at 10:26. A severe thunderstorm was located 7 miles north of Sleeping Bear Point, moving southeast at 45 miles an hour. They are now including Glen Arbor, Cedar, Grellickville, Burdickville, Maple City, Traverse City State Park, Glen Haven, Spider Lake, Williamsburg, Fouch, Bates, and Good Harbor. Anybody outside needs to move inside, away from windows. Hazard, 60-mile-an-hour wind gusts. And now we are also including central Grand Traverse County. This is KDVRH Net Control.
KCAVRH, KCAVSU, you want a temperature and barometer reading at this time?
At this time, stand by. I'm trying to gather here if we can get somebody. I know it's kind of a long shot, but right between Glen Arbor and Leland, it looks like that's where it's going to be the worst.
Copy that. Yeah, I'm looking right out right now, too. Okay, KCAVS.
This is KC8KXF.
Kilo Charlie 8 station, go ahead.
Kilo Charlie 8, Kilo X-ray Foxtrot, this is Jonah, located between Leland and Glen Arbor.
Hey, that's just what we're looking for, right in that area. We have got a cell coming ashore right now between Glen Arbor and Leland. It's got some decent structure to it, so we want to keep an eye on it. Be directly between Glen Arbor, Leland, more or less along the Port Oneida, Oneida, I can never say that right, right around in that area.
I'm a little north of Port Oneida, about 2 miles inland from Good Harbor Bay. I can keep an eye. I don't have a whole lot to report yet. I can hear some thunder, and the wind's been pretty good, but I'll let you know if something more develops.
All right, sounds good. Yeah, definitely keep an eye out for any hail, wind damage, and if you have excessive wind gusts, too, let me know on that, please.
Will do. KC8KXF standing by.
KDRH net control. Again, we do have a severe thunderstorm warning in effect. For all of Leelanau County, north and central Grand Traverse County at this time. Special attention for any stations between Glen Arbor and Leland at this time in the M22 area. And again, this is KDRH Net Control, Northern Michigan Skywarn. The cell that we are most concerned with has made landfall in Leelanau County. KC8KXF looks like it's going to be pretty close to you at this point.
Well, it hasn't gotten that far inland yet. Just looked out and it's still dry out there so far, but I'm sure it's coming shortly.
Okay, yeah, it can't be too far out now. But we'll check back with you here in a little bit unless anything else changes.
Roger.
ACADG, Jim, you get anything but rain at this point?
I would call it light rain, and of note, there was no outflow gust, so I don't think the front actually is hit yet.
Negative. It looks like you probably got, maybe 5 or 10 minutes, if that, before it really, really reaches you.
I will be monitoring. Alpha Charlie 8, Delta Golf. Good evening, Jonah.
Hi, Jim.
This is KDRH Net Control, Northern Michigan Skywarn. Do we have any stations in Leelanau or Grand Traverse County, be southern or northern Grand Traverse County, wishing to check in at this time?
Net Control, KSGZ, Spider Lake area.
All right, Glenn, I got you, Spider Lake area.
All right, do we have any other stations? Alpha Charlie 8 Delta Golf, KDREH. How are you looking up there?
Net control Alpha Charlie 8 Delta Golf. Rain is increasing to maybe moderate, but still zero winds.
All right, sounds good. And KC8KXF, how are you looking there?
This is KC8KXF. We're still waiting for it to land. It seems like it's real close, but I looked. There's an enormous amount of static electricity in this cell. A lot of lightning and near continuous rumble, but we're just starting to get the slightest mist.
Okay, sounds good. Yeah, you can definitely hear it in the repeater, too. It's definitely coming across on yours and Jim's signal. Again, this is KDREH, Net Control, Northern Michigan Skywarn. Still have a severe thunderstorm warning in effect for Leelanau County and northern and southern Grand Traverse County. I got 10 minutes on the one warning and 25 on the other. So, again, there is a severe thunderstorm warning in effect. Leelanau and northern and southern Grand Traverse County. Is there a station trying to get in? Net control, KDREH.
Yes, just any viewing.
All right, kind of scratchy, but I got you in there, Drake.
All right, I'm just running on low power, trying to secure battery.
All right, got you in there.
KC8REH, this is KC8KXF.
Go ahead.
Well, think it has made landfall. We're finally getting rain. Starting to blow pretty good, but I think it looks to me, also confirmed by the radar, that it's losing a little bit of intensity on landfall.
Yep, I can confirm that. It's not looking as organized as it did a few minutes ago, at least on the last scan. It's not as promising, but it is starting to break up just a smidge there. Keep an eye on it, see what happens here as it makes its way over into the old mission area. And looking to me, it's like it's just probably to the north of you if you're where I think you're at there.
Well, I'm looking at the radar. I'm going to pause it on the last image, and that leading little sort of red is pretty much just had passed over us. It gave us some big drops, kind of angry drops of rain, but nothing really special about it.
Okay, yeah, that's kind of what I wanted to confirm. And ACDG, it's about the same with you too.
I apologize. What was the question, ACDG?
Just what you had for rain there. Is it pretty much stabilized?
Well, it's gone back down to light rain. It was moderate, now it's down to very light.
Okay, sounds good. Yeah, they dropped another warning here. I'm just waiting for them to stop so I can do an announcement. All right, it looks like they have expanded the warning to include Kalkaska and Antrim County. So at this time, looks like they are including almost all of Grand Traverse County, Kalkaska County, and Antrim County. 1053, a severe thunderstorm located along a line extending from near Leelanau State Park to near Old Mission, moving southeast at 55 miles an hour. Looks like its locations include Traverse City, Kalkaska, Elk Rapids, Mansalona, Bel Air, Ellsworth, Antrim, Sharon, Kingsley, Torch Lake, Central Lake, Fife Lake, Clam River, Kewaden, Sigma, Mapleton, Warner Township, Huron, Traverse City State Park, and Alba.
NAWK.
Antrim, Kalkaska, Grand Traverse, or Leelanau, looking for any check-ins or reports.
NAWK.
All right, Ward, I got you. You at your QTH?
Roger, and we're getting a tremendous aerial display here with thunder and lightning.
Yeah, it's only going to get better, too. Looks like it hasn't even reached you yet.
Yeah, it's off to the west just ever so, ever so little, but it's pretty close.
Yep, got that. And then do we have any other stations wishing to check in? Other station calling, go ahead.
Hey, Mike, NHCN's in there. He's called in twice.
Okay, yeah, I'm just not copying him. NHCN, go ahead.
Not hearing Joe.
Yeah, all he's doing is cooking the repeater, so you might need to try 86 or something.
Or is he coming across on a DMR link?
It was the local tone on 26.
Okay, that would be it.
Hey, Mike, just thunder and lightning, no rain yet.
All right, sounds good. Yeah, it's still quite a ways off in you, but looks like it's probably going to be heading right for Ward.
Sorry about that. I think I had it on set wrong.
Nope, you're all good, Joe. I got you now.
Yeah, I'm at the north end of Elk Lake right now, just past Toby's house, actually. A little bit ago. We're mobiling into Traverse City, so if I see anything, I'll let you know.
All right, sounds good.
No wonder why my radio went bonkers.
That's Control, Alpha Charlie 8 Delta Golf.
All right, go ahead, Jim.
Yes, sir. Put me in standby mode. It's moved past me. 0.5 inches of rainfall total for that one-hour event.
All right, sounds good. And thank you, as always, Jim, for checking in. Go ahead, Jer.
Yeah, we are standing now. Stand by.
All right. We're seeing increased winds up to about 10, 15 miles an hour from the... They're going southeast at this time.
All right, sounds good. Just let me know if anything changes.
How are you doing?
This is KDRH Net Control, Northern Michigan Sky Warn, Sir Weather Network. Again, A3, a thunderstorm warning is still in effect for Leelanau, southern Leelanau, Grand Traverse, Kalkaska, and Antrim County at this time. Looking for any stations in those areas wishing to check in or if you have reports.
KDRH monitoring.